Hi, can I have 2 shots of espresso?
Hello, hello. Welcome back to In a Cafe with me, Brian Greenwald. Hello. Today I'm drinking some espresso. That's the drink of choice for today. I'm having a really great week. This week I have been moving into my new apartment, which is very exciting. It's been a really interesting process. I thought I would just spend this time talking about moving and what that's meant for me. I don't know if that's interesting or not, but we'll see. But yeah, I mean, I'm really grateful that the process of moving has been really simple for me. I'm moving in with my friend Elle, and yeah, I'm really excited about this new era of my life, and I feel like this apartment really, you know, is linked to that new part of my life very heavily. But yeah, I'm just super grateful to be here. And yeah, the process was pretty simple though. We were touring a lot of apartments for a minute, and that was honestly really fun. I found that I really love touring new homes. That was really, really fun for me. I really just loved peeking my head into a space that people, you know, may live in or used to live in. And in my head, I think I was coming up with stories of who these people were that originally lived here, which was really fun. But also just to see these different environments in one city was really interesting. There's so many different parts of Philly, I think. And we did tour a lot in very different areas, I would say. And so it was really interesting to see the different kind of livelihoods that these people had, but all kind of coming together in one city. It was really cool. And now I get to say that I live in my own part of Philly, which is another really cool thing. And yeah, so the touring part of the process was really fun and interesting. And then we landed on this apartment, which we were definitely when we entered the apartment, it was oh yeah, this is the perfect space for us. It has everything we need, honestly. There was a couple where I felt personally oh, this could be a little too much for us. We didn't really need, you know, one of the places was a 3-story kind of town home type of style of apartment. And I think in my head, I was just I don't need to have these 3 floors. I don't want to be going up and down. And I think there was another one where it was the space was kind of really long and large. This apartment that we landed on, it was exactly what we needed. It has the living space, it has the 2 bedrooms, we have our own bathrooms and a kitchen. But it's in a space that feels very simple. It's a very simple layout, and I really appreciated that. And I think as soon as I walked in, it just felt right and correct, and we both kind of agreed on that right away. And I think that's why we were just yeah, this is kind of what we have to do. I think this is the perfect place for us. So I'm really happy we got the place and everything. And then, you know, to talk about the next kind of part of the process, packing was a very interesting thing. I think I always imagined, you know, the day that I get to pack my things and leave, you know, my hometown. You know, that's always something I think you think of, even if you don't want to really do it or you're dreading it, or even if you're really excited and you really want to get out. I think we all kind of think of that moment that we're going to eventually have of leaving your hometown that you've lived in. You know, for me, I've lived there all my life. So leaving it was I don't know what you would call it. I guess cathartic in a way that I feel leaving that space was a moment for me where I knew I was saying goodbye to my entire childhood. And that was kind of emotional in a way. I definitely didn't get as sad as I thought I was going to be. I think we watched these movies and TV shows of, like, kids leaving their house and they're leaving their hometown for the first time and, you know, moving into their own space as a new adult. And it gets, like, really emotional and dramatic. And I think for me, it really wasn't that at all. Like, I was expecting it to be over dramatic and everything because I'm just a very emotional and sensitive person that I thought I was gonna, like, break down, but I really didn't. I was kind of okay and ready and motivated to, like, move into this new space, and I think it was really good for me because it allowed me to kind of separate the two worlds that I have. Like, when I was packing, I really was like, here's all of my stuff that is linked to my childhood, but also things I really don't use or need. And then there's another side of the room that had, like, all the things that I would say pairs well with my adult sense of being and, you know, this new era and things that still kind of warm my heart and make me happy, even if it's from my childhood, like the things that I want to keep and remember. That's another thing. It's like, I brought things with me that some things actually are from, like, my childhood, which I wasn't expecting to really gravitate towards bringing that with me on the move. Like, the things, like I brought, like, a little kid, like, a cup for, like, babies that I had when I was, like, little that says my name on it. And I was like, immediately I was just like, I need to bring this because it was like I knew I needed something that, like, was a reminder of, you know, the old days of just being a little kid running around my house and not really having a care in the world. It's like, it was really interesting to see the things that I really gravitated towards that normally I wouldn't even give two thoughts over, but it was kind of therapeutic in a way to, like, separate, you know, the things that really don't mean anything to me, that are very, like, materialistic ideas, and remove that from my life and keep the things that I know are important. It allowed me to see the more important things that I need to, like, cherish a lot more. And yeah, so that was kind of how I felt during the packing process of all of this. And then the process of, like, actually moving here and, like, bringing everything into this new space, that was a very fun part. I think, you know, I'm still decorating and everything. I still don't even, like, have everything right now. Like, I literally have, like, an empty living room right now because we don't have all the furniture in right now, but we're gonna get there soon. But I was decorating my bedroom, and it was, like, a moment where I was like, yes, like, what is this new version of myself look like? It was really fun to see, you know, everything during the process of packing kind of come to life in this new space and see, really visualize this kind of new, this, like, newfound adulthood. And it made me, like, really excited about this new chapter of my life. It is really exciting. And yeah, I think that's just, like, where I'm at with, like, the moving process. So, like, right now I do still kind of feel like I'm in the moving process. I don't know if it's, like, fully over yet, just because I still have to, like, shop for things. I still have some things that I left back in my hometown and that I still need to get. So I'm still kind of in the psyche of moving still, but I do feel like I'm getting there, and I'm so excited. Like, I keep saying I'm excited, but, like, I am. It's, like, a new chapter of my life, and it's great. I don't know. It's strange to, like, be doing this right now because it really is, like I said before, something that I feel like everybody always, like, thinks about. Like, that, like, when you're growing up, especially in your teen years, you're, like, you always think about the day that you're gonna leave your hometown, you know, and, you know, start your life. I really feel like there's a separation now between the little kid that was constantly feeling a little bit lonely in suburbia and constantly dreaming of the day that he escapes it and can be in a space that is inspiring and motivating and creative and filled with people that he can relate to more, that filled with people that can give love and he can receive it, filled with, I don't know, just inspiration, and to be away from a place that kind of made him feel secluded. Even though, you know, I was surrounded by amazing family and made a few for life friends, and that's great, but it was in a space that didn't inspire me or motivate me. Still to this day, you know, I kind of, and when, even like as an adult being in that space, I know that like there's a city of Philadelphia right nearby that does motivate me every time I go, and I want to be in that space. But there's also like all of these other places that I really want to go and visit and maybe even live at. And I feel like this is that first step for me in, you know, taking that first step to allow myself to enter these new found spaces and thrive in them and see what happens and go from there. Like, I am somebody who just doesn't like to be locked down to one idea or one place. And I feel like I've always envisioned myself moving a lot and finding these new areas because it will only bring inspiration and motivation for me. And that's something I always thought was an important thing to bring into my life. And so to get to be doing this and taking this first step into that universe where I can allow these things to happen is really just eye-opening and exciting. And I just can't wait to keep going with it, you know? But yeah, I am in Chinatown right now, which I really have never explored a ton in the past. You know, I've been in Philly a ton all my life, but I am now in an area that also, like, I haven't explored a lot. So I'm really excited to get to explore that, thrive in this space, and yeah, just start this new chapter. But I'm excited to go on this journey here also through this podcast because I can, like, document it now and, like, bring you along with me, which is really cool. So I'm gonna keep doing that, and yeah, that's kind of all I got for this episode. Also, I am so excited, before we go, I'm just gonna say I'm so excited because I have my own like big kitchen now. I am so excited to like get into cooking and baking. Like, that is something I've really wanted to get into. Obviously, like, I had a kitchen back home, but I, you know, there was four of us living there and using the kitchen constantly. And, you know, we all shared it. So it was kind of always other people's areas. Like, to actually have a kitchen now that I can wake up and make meals myself and, you know, explore new recipes. That's so fun. And maybe I could do like an episode on like cooking. I think that could be kind of fun for me, at least. I don't know. If you want to keep hearing me on this podcast and listening to my stories and my kind of viewpoint of the world, please rate me 5 stars on this podcast. That would be so cool. Comment any like topics you want me to cover. That would be cool too. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you didn't hear the last episode, go listen to that one because that one's pretty cool too. And yeah, this espresso was really good, guys. Like, kind of surprised by it. I really want to like try more coffee shops here too. I'm going to explore more coffee shops while I'm in Philly as well, and I'll take you with me because obviously that's what this podcast is. So we're going to go on that journey as well, into finding new coffee shops. And yeah, I'll see you guys in the next episode when we drink more coffee and talk about more nonsensical things in my life. Okay. See you in the next one. Bye.